wanted to start covering some of the lochas of building the sukkah, since one of the boys involved in the Chesed project, helping people build sukkahs. I imagine this Sunday already some of the boys will be involved already building some sukkahs. So I want to go through some of those halachas. Cover some today. I can cover all of them today because it's a short time. In regards to the halachas of the walls of the sukkah, the order should be first you put the walls, then you put the schach. You should put the walls, build the walls first and then the schach. Usually that's pretty obvious. But that's the halacha. The walls have to be strong enough that they can stand in what's called Ruach Mitzvah, a regular wind. Which means if you have walls made out of some type of material as opposed to wood, some type of textile material, cotton, etc., they have to be tied down well. Otherwise they can move in the wind. Any move in the wind is going to make it possible. According to the Shabura, any movement which exists over there is a problem. Chazanish is more makel on that, but that's the Mishabura's stock. So if you tie it down, so the regular wind is not going to move at all, so then it's kosher. The other aisha which a person can do, if they're building a sukkah made out of with using material, using some type of cotton, etc., whatever it is, plastic, is to make what's known as a machisa shel katan. You put ropes around up to the height of 10 tefachim, up to the height of 40 inches. You, and each rope, there's not a gap between them equal to 3 tefachim, which we say is 9 inches. So if you have from the ground to the first rope is less than 9 inches, and so that to the next one is less than 9 inches, etc. You go up to that height, all the way up to 40 inches, by putting up those ropes. So you're putting 6 ropes. So then you can be kosher by doing that. That's another option that a person could do. If you're building where there's an overhang, that's not a problem. As long as the overhang doesn't set out from the house, more than, you want to use that as part of the wall, it can't be a gap of 6 feet from the overhang, which is rarely that you should have that. Building under a tree, so the person says, I'm planning to have the tree removed next week, so we want to build it right now, and the tree is right now hanging over it. Can you build it now under the tree, relying on the fact that you're going to remove the tree later on? It's actually a mechoikis. Nishmos from the Bach and the Mug and the Brahman, Nishmur, that it's okay, that you could do that, because the act of removing the tree is considered kosher. The act of the sukkah is done kosher, the remaining part is removed afterwards, and it's kosher. Otherwise, it's a problem called possible. I mean, also, according to opinions which are machmir, they say it's considered you. It's there, and then you're making a kosher afterwards, and that's not acceptable. So, similarly, if you're building under a sukkah which has an opening roof, over there, the Mishabura is machmir, that you should open the roof first before you put the sukkah down. Okay, the shmuz will be at 9:20. Have a good morning. Have a good job.